Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to this deep dive. We're just going to take a quick look at some stories students might be seeing today on The Juice app. First up, something a bit lighter, a capybara cafe.
Down in Hastings, Florida. It's apparently really popular, like booked solid for months.
Wow. And it's for a good cause, right?
Yeah, exactly. It helps raise money for Noah's Ark Sanctuary, an animal refuge. People can go hang out with the capybaras, cuddle them, apparently.
Cuddle them, are they?
Cuddly.
Seems like it. They say the capybaras enjoy scratches, sometimes just lie down. It's not just capybaras either. They have an armadillo, a wallaby, and a dissented skunk.
Okay, so capybaras, remind me, they're rodents.
That's right. The world's largest rodents, actually. Think giant guinea pigs, but like way bigger, around 100 pounds sometimes.
Whoa.
Yeah. And they're semi-aquatic webbed toes, the whole deal. They feed them corn cobs at the cafe.
Interesting. And it's popular enough they're opening another one. Yep. Planning a second location in St. Petersburg. So for kids, you could talk about, you know, what makes capybaras unique or how businesses like this can help animals.
Good points. Okay, shifting gears quite a bit now. There's news about Russian airstrikes in Ukraine.
Yes, unfortunately. Deadly missile strikes reported in Sumy. Civilian targets, apparently.
That sounds awful. What's the reaction been?
Well, strong condemnation from European leaders, calling it a war crime, pushing for more sanctions against Russia. President Zelensky also wants, you know, tangible sanctions, real consequences.
And the U.S. response, particularly President Trump.
His response was a bit more muted. He called the attacks terrible, a mistake, but seemed to blame Putin, Zelensky, and Biden for the war itself. And there were also reports, apparently, that the U.S. blocked a joint G7 statement that would have condemned Russia.
Right. So discussion-wise with kids, maybe explaining what condemnation means in international politics.
Yeah. Or why different leaders might have different viewpoints on a conflict. It's complex stuff.
Definitely. Okay, next story. Technology meets history. A digital Titanic recreation.
Yeah, this sounds pretty incredible. They used advanced tech, like hundreds of thousands of photos.
Wow.
715,000 photos, actually, plus 4K video from 2022. It's a huge amount of data, 16 terabytes.
So what does that give us?
Basically, a super detailed 3D digital model of the wreckage. You can see the whole site, 15 square miles down to the rivets, without actually being in a submersible.
That's amazing. Is there a show about this?
There is. A documentary called Titanic, The Digital Reconstruction. It just came out on Disney Plus and Hulu.
Interesting. Does it confirm anything new?
Well, they say it supports some eyewitness accounts.
Yeah.
Like the engineer staying in the boiler room right till the end. Kind of brings it to life.
For sure. So a conversation point could be how tech helps us learn about history, especially places hard to reach.
Exactly. Or even just talking about the challenges people faced back then during the actual disaster.
Makes sense. All right. Moving on to something affecting, well, maybe Easter baskets? High egg prices.
Yeah, it's a big jump. Inflation, avian flu.
Yeah.
It's pushed the national average for a dozen grade A large eggs up to like $6.23.
Ouch, over 10 bucks in some places I read.
Yeah, it's about 60% higher than last year at this time. And it's affecting traditions.
Like Easter egg dyeing.
Right. Payoz, the dye company, thinks about 78% of their customers will dye fewer eggs this year because of the cost.
So what are people doing instead?
Getting creative. Some are dying potatoes, apparently. Plastic egg sales are up, like 20% at Michael's. And Jet Puff even have marshmallow dying kits.
Dying potatoes. Okay, that's a new one.
Yeah. So talking points for kids could be about, you know, why do prices change? And how can families adapt traditions when things cost more? Finding creative solutions.
Good angle. Okay, fifth story involves Harvard and former President Trump. A clash over funding.
Sort of, yeah. Trump has threatened to cut federal funding for Harvard about $2.2 billion and also challenge its tax-exempt status.
Why? What's the issue?
It seems to stem from concerns he's raised about various university policies. Things like hiring practices, diversity initiatives, what's taught in classrooms, and how the university has handled student protests, especially regarding anti-Semitism.
And Harvard's response?
They've basically said they won't comply with demands to change policies in exchange for funding. They're defending the autonomy of private universities.
But other universities might be complying.
There are reports that some others, like Columbia, might have made some concessions, yeah.
Okay, so this could lead to discussions about academic freedom, maybe?
Definitely. And why different groups might have very different ideas about fairness or policy at universities. Yeah. It's a complex issue.
It is. All right, finally, we have a quote of the day. This one's from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, the basketball legend. The quote is, "You can't win unless you learn how to lose."
A classic. Tell us a bit about Kareem.
Yeah, an incredible career. Born Ferdinand Louis Alcindor Jr., converted to Islam, dominated college ball at UCLA 3 straight championships, right. Then the NBA, Milwaukee Bucks, LA Lakers. 6 championships, 6 MVP awards. Famous for that skyhook shot.
Unstoppable shot. And second all-time leading scorer, wasn't he? For a long time.
That's right. Just recently surpassed.
Yeah.
And beyond basketball, he's known as a writer and advocate for social justice. A really thoughtful guy.
So the quote, "You can't win unless you learn how to lose." What's the takeaway for kids?
I think it's about resilience, right? Learning from mistakes, whether it's in sports or learning a new skill or just life. Losing isn't just failing. It's part of the process of getting better.
Yeah, understanding that setbacks are opportunities to learn. You could ask kids about a time they learned something from losing or missing up.
Exactly. It's a great message.
Okay, well, that wraps up our quick run through of some topics students might be exploring on The Juice today.
Hopefully this gives you a bit of context and some ideas if these subjects come up in conversation.
Just a starting point, of course. Thanks for tuning into this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.